escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about imposters. Like,
is there one among us?
No. Did you see the Justin Bieber dude?
Oh, yes.
I did see that, actually. Yeah.
From a distance, that was Justin Bieber. You get up close, he's
did
just not quite as...
Did he get on stage and perform?
Dude, he did. Stop. He rolled into some hotel in Vegas. I think the Wynn. Like, in between the Wynn and the Encore is a whole bunch of, like, kind of clubs. Like, XS is the one. Yeah, that was where he was.
XS, so fun. Used to go there when I was young.
The Chainsmokers were, like, the house DJ.
Don't even get me started. That's, like, my favorite band. Okay, anyway.
Okay, can I just help you out with some? Not a band.
Right, my favorite DJ.
There you go.
There we go.
But, so he rolls in. They entourage around him. They get him VIP service. He goes, gets up on stage with the DJ. The DJ eventually, like, starts playing his tracks.
Oh,
and he's
my
up there.
Gosh.
I saw footage of him going, like, he's basically doing the let the crowd sing because he can't sing.
Right. Right.
He's like, is it too late now to say sorry? And then finally somebody figured.
He ran up a $10,000 bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's so dumb.
Is it Griffin who was the DJ? That's like a well-known DJ.
Yeah. Well, he bought it. He let him up in the booth and he's like, hey, man, you wanted to sing some of your stuff? He's like, sure. So he's out there. He's doing all the right mannerisms. He crushed it.
He had the outfit down, too. Like,
did he
had
the
his
tattoos?
Calvins and
yeah,
stuff.
Loose,
had-
loose, mm-hmm. No shirt. When he was on stage.
Yeah, he had some tattoos, I think. I don't know if they're real or whatever.
They were drawn in the right spots on his.
Wow.
I don't think they were real, but it's like enough so that.
Oh, my gosh.
How
many people do you think haven't heard this story who were there that night? And they're just like, we saw Justin Bieber.
Oh,
it's like, we saw him. He just came
gosh.
In and they're telling everyone.
Yes. He just, his mouth is wrong.
Oh.
Everything else, like if you see the pictures of him from afar, you're like, that's Justin Bieber. But then when you get up to his face, it's like, But I mean, I would have bought it.
The confidence of this man.
Once it starts working. Now listen, this is to a lesser extent. But at one point, we were all partying in Vegas and we tried, like, if you don't have reservations at some of the places, you're not getting in.
They're especially
like,
as a group of dudes.
Yeah, you're just a group, 100%. We just wanted food. We go to this place, they're like, like 11:30, we can get you in. It's like, we're hungry now. What?
Pull me.
So finally, we got the idea of them to be my posse and we rolled up to the Grand Lux Cafe, which is not even fancy. And they're like, 11:30. And was like, that's Todd Daughtry, Chris Daughtry's brother. And they're like, right this way, sir. And like,
is Todd Daughtry a person?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. I just with the shaved head, kind of the rocker skinny jeans and boots and whatever they were. Like, he's got to be Chris Daughtry.
They tried
brother.
Justin Bieber the first time, and they're like,
oh. No, but it worked.
Yeah, the Daughtry.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
No, nobody's done that. Have you been an imposter?
This is gonna sound so spoiled. I went on a trip after my senior year of high school with like a bunch of my girlfriends. We went to Hawaii, and I decided that on that trip, anyone we met, my name is Stevie.
So you didn't make yourself your name.
Didn't make myself famous. There was just a group.
That's still,
of
you're being an imposter,
us.
So you can do terrible things. Stevie can do whatever Stevie wants.
Yeah, and Stevie wore glasses. It was a real weird time.
That's the most like wholesome imposter I've ever heard of in my life.
My alter ego reads.
Yeah. She was just like a smart, cool girl.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're doing it wrong. Like, you don't dumb down your imposter ego. You go up. You go up with it.
Who would you say I should have impostered as?
You can be
Stevie.
You said
that you used to get mistaken for Ashley Tisdale.
I don't know if I was mistaken, but people said I looked like. I should have pulled, well, I'm her younger sister going to be in High School Musical 4.
There you go.
I don't know why you did the thing with the hands.
Because we're all in this together.
Got it, but we're on the radio.
Well, sometimes there's video.
I'm saying, I think we should take calls from people who've been an imposter, but you don't have to just do celebrities.
Right.
Like, you could pretend to be anything. Like, you pretend, I hate this one, but pretend to be military.
Pretend to be a firefighter.
No, but I think they're like, this is a terrible thing, but I know somebody, I feel like we've talked to people like this, pretend to be disabled.
Oh my gosh.
To get those seats at a concert.
Stop.
That's messed up.
Or to Disneyland, you get, you're like, come on up, come to the front of the line. Now, if you're one of those people, we'd probably VD you so people don't hate you. But if you've pulled something off as an imposter, or if somebody's been an imposter to you, like you fell for the Justin Bieber thing, we want to hear your best imposter moments. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My parents, on their first date ever, they went to Turkey Days. Big shindig there.
What? That a big thing in Iowa. Yeah, big thing. The Iowans will know about that.
Yeah, Turkey Days. Yeah.
Turkey legs.
All things turkey. Okay. And there was like a party afterwards where they went to, and so they stop and then they pay the guy and they go in, and then later on they realized there's no admission for this party.
Oh,
that's just some guy out front taking money from people.
That's pretty smart.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, it's $5 or whatever. What, like each, just there was a line for me, and he just took everyone's money and he just walked away.
Oh my gosh.
He impostered the door guy.
Speaking
at
of this,
Turkey Days.
Yeah, at Turkey, and there's a lot of turkey there. A lot of money going on.
I remember this being a story in Denver. Somebody just got a valet shirt.
Oh no.
And he stole a car out in front of like one of the nice steakhouses.
No.
Just kind of stood back till all the valets were busy.
Wow.
And then just like walked up, and the guy like rolled up in his Mercedes and like tossed him the keys, and it's like,
oh no.
Like you just do that. You just get some guy in a nice polo that says valet on it. You're going to hand him your car.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
And he didn't know until he came back. I was like, yeah, I'm the Mercedes AMG, whatever. It's like, yeah, we didn't park your car, bro.
Wow.
Did we give you a ticket? It's like, no. It's like, but I gave you my keys. It's like,
wasn't you gave it to some guy.
They just went back
and
watched the footage. It was like, yeah, that guy doesn't work here. He's just
my
That's
gosh.
That's Todd Daughtry.
All right. Well, if you've been an imposter or been fooled by one, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for imposters. Mm-hmm. People who've done terrible things in the name of whatever, like the Justin Bieber dude. Sonia?
Yay.
Imposter. What happened?
So this person texted me pretending to be a guy that I dated.
And they were like, oh, I don't remember you. Can you send me photos? And I thought it'd be funny to send provocative videos of me and the guy. Like, oh, here's something to run your memory. And turns out it was his girlfriend. So that got really awkward. But she texted me. I don't know.
She got your number from his phone, was so jealous that she texted you.
And saying, I got a new number.
I texted him like, hey, how are you doing? I don't know where this number texted me. She was like, oh, I got a new number. She's like, but who's this? And I'm like, you know who this is. They're like, no, I don't remember. Can you send me photos? And
you're like, girl.
Everything went sideways.
That is dark.
Did you know that he had a girlfriend?
I had no clue, honestly. Okay.
See, she was testing.
Yeah. She was, but like,
the other
why did you
was.
Keep the videos and stuff? Get rid of that stuff.
For this exact purpose.
She got in trouble.
Okay.
He probably got in trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
That is
so
none
much.
Of Sonia's business.
You're right. Thank you, Sonia. What? Was there a baby in the background at the very end there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or it was just her laugh.
Yeah.
And now you're calling her a baby. So
can we all pull it back together and finish the show? James. James.
Yes.
Imposter, what happened?
In college, the cops came knocking on the door. They asked where James was. I said he was passed out on the couch. They picked my brother up, handcuffed him, and took him to jail. 2 hours later, I had the most angriest phone call I have ever received in my life.
From your brother, who was in jail.
Oh, my God. So, James, why were they looking for you?
It was a stupid bench warrant. Back in the day, weed wasn't, and it was stupid.
Yeah. But you put your brother in jail.
That's what brothers do.
Has he forgiven you?
He was passed out. He was perfect. I took a shot in the dark, and it worked.
Has he forgiven you?
Pick him up.
He would not.
No way.
Forgive this fool.
In 15 to 20 years, he'll forgive him.
No.
Thank you, James. Sarah?
Yai.
Imposter, what happened?
Okay, so I thought this only happened in movies, but I was at my sister's wedding 2 months ago.
Okay.
And there was this guy there who was like, you know, I didn't really know who he was, but he was chatting people up. He seemed like, you know, I just thought maybe it was someone's cousin, like the other family's cousin or something like that.
Yeah, no, but that, like, I've been at weddings where I'm like, they must be on the bride's side. Oh, they must be. Like, you could navigate a wedding.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't thinking about hooking up with her cousin.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. Legally.
No.
You can.
Okay. Sorry, Sarah.
It
continue.
Depends on what state we're in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inebriated.
Oh God.
So he even gets up and like does a speech that was like very sweet. And the next day at brunch, we're chatting. I'm chatting with my sister and I talked to my new brother-in-law and I'm like, oh, who was that guy? Like, was he one of your cousins? And all of us realize that no one knew this guy, like totally random.
And someone handed him a mic?
To this day, don't know where he came from.
Oh yeah. I'll give the mic to anybody.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God. But it was a good speech. He wasn't like an idiot.
No, I mean, it was a sweet speech. You know, it was a pretty like generic wedding speech.
That's what I was going to ask. Did
just
he have any
super generic, like your future's bright.
How bold is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you skulk, when you're being an imposter, if you like hang on the like perimeter, you're going to get caught. Because then but if you're in the thick of it, everybody's like, I love this guy.
True.
He's just in, like, you would never think.
This is like my worst nightmare.
I'm making this happen.
No, sucker. Unless you hire someone good. But,
yeah, I will.
But, Sarah, was your sister upset or did she find it funny?
Well, because it was in retrospect, we found it funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but she's out 70, 100 bucks for a plate. Like, the guy ate and drank. You know what I'm saying?
But that's already, like, predetermined.
It was the buffet style, so, you know, it ended up being fine in the end. Yeah.
They're not like counting heads of who's drinking.
I know, but you're still at the end of the day.
Open, so who knows? He might have bought some cocktails and, you know, help the bartender out. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that's an awesome night, one.
So that's all that matters.
Thank you, Sarah. Ashley?
Yay.
Imposter, what happened?
Well, I don't want to say what arena in town, but in case I get in trouble, but my dad used to work security, and a friend and I took two of his jackets and got into the show we wanted to go to. And
wait, this is a jacket that says security on the back?
Yes.
Well, it's like the specific. Yeah.
Well, who's stopping them? They're secure. It's like, they're
security.
That's
an amazing point.
You guys, there's got to be, are you saying?
Because they're walking in, they don't have all the gear yet because they need to check in.
And so, you just walked, like, nobody ever put their hand up or they just, you just strolled right by everybody.
Yeah. We got in and we like wore outfits that made us look like we were also working security.
So then you take the jacket off and then watch the show? So people.
Yeah, I mean, we got backstage too. And...
Okay. Oh, wow.
I mean, you do anything with the right amount of confidence and they'll let you through.
All right, Benson, we need a strip search.
No,
that one.
Why not?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in places I shouldn't have been in because I just walked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How did you get here?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the news of the day. We call it news or nope.
News. News.
No!
No! News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real
What are you giggling about?
Is to decide this is news or nope.
Hack gets so serious. It's...
Well, he's a professionally
it's
trained
like
singer.
This moment.
This is a serious segment.
Well, but the singing part isn't. Oh, it's like Lester Holt singing along with the bah, 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 bah. Like he's in there and just look at this eyebrows furrowed and like bah, 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 bah. Is that a news theme?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the clue. Sounds, I don't watch much news.
Yeah,
because they don't sing.
Yeah, okay. Wow. You're right. That's what sets us apart.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Severance fans, Ben Stiller is stepping away from the director's chair for season 3.
They haven't started filming?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Wait, he didn't direct all of them.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Oh, there might have been like one or two
episodes.
There
were a few that were like some weird little names that were like, I think he started letting other people direct episodes.
He remaining like executive producer, like.
And big in the writer's room, I think. He was like.
Well, don't let him leave. We got to find out what happens.
It's still
I'm reading the article.
It's still going to be. Okay. Well, this is super prepared. Bah, 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 bah. This
is I couldn't read the article. Yeah. I was busy singing.
But I don't think that's a bad thing. I do think other people directed some of them and it's still going to be great.
And that's, I've always wondered about that. It's weird that a show, like different episodes will have different directors. I'm like, how did you have, and like different episodes will have different writers.
But they all, like once a show is established, like Severance, I think everybody knows you know what to do. It's like, oh, we have to shoot a bunch of hallway scenes.
Right, that's right. What they say until they jump the shark.
I wonder that with cartoons though. I think I'm like, you got like 1,000 people drawing the same characters. How do they look the same?
I don't think about cartoons very often, but
that's what?
Because you just draw, you draw Elmer T. Fudd the same way.
But
period.
If we all drew them in the room, it would all look different.
But we're not cartoonists.
Okay. That's also true.
Okay.
We also don't know where our show is going. So.
What are we then?
No writers here. A good evening.
Good evening. What was that? A good evening.
Good evening.
A good evening.
The FDA is issuing a warning and a definite recall over Great Value's frozen raw shrimp that's sold at
this
Walmart.
This really is just this part of the show just runs the game. So you could pick any story. Like there's news of
we and haven't you're even doing got-
the most niche no. brand name of frozen. No. Like, this is your moment, Erica.
We haven't gotten to the point of the story.
Well, get to it, woman, because great value frozen shrimp. I don't think people are pulling over in their cars going, honey, wait.
Well,
we have some of that great value frozen shrimp, don't we?
Like, literally the Walmart brand. Like, if you shop at Walmart, it's the shrimp you got. And guess what?
What?
Could be radioactive, man.
What?
So get rid of it. It expires on March 15th, 2027.
What? What? That's the story. You buried the lead. Walmart is selling shrimp that is good till 2027.
2 years.
And it's not radioactive? Of course it's radioactive.
Yeah, stock up for your wedding now.
I'll be long married by then. Okay.
It's okay. So we could die. Are we supposed to throw it away? Are we supposed to take it back to Walmart? Read the article, woman.
I would just throw it away.
Okay. No, get your money back.
Fine, go back to Walmart. I don't care. Just get rid of it.
Could you throw radioactive waste?
Don't
you
need feels wrong.
Hazmat suit or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I just want everybody to know we're on a lightning pace, so there could be a second round of news right. Okay. today. Well, I'm just saying,
I'm ready.
Maybe get a little deeper in
I'm
your
ready,
selection
and I
of stories.
I have a great story, so I hope it comes back around.
Good evening.
Hold on. In frozen pee news, let's go to our on-the-spot reporter.
Costco brand frozen pee. Okay.
What do you got?
No, good evening. If you have an extra $32,000 laying around.
Which none of us do.
But you could increase your height by nearly 3 inches. It's the latest trend. Men
that thing is
specifically.
Still happening.
Yeah, they're doing the leg lengthening surgery. 32 grand will get you 3 inches. The leg lengthening.
I can get you 3 inches for way less than that.
What are you going to do?
Enough shrimp talk.
So I'm going to pee my pants.
The limb
management is here. The show is over. The show is over. They've given us all the rope. Okay. And today was the day we just decided to go, let's use it all. It's over. Congrats, everyone. Eric is peeing on the air. I have the world's smallest shrimp. Okay. What is happening? Okay, so.
That's mainly it.
Okay.
The limb lengthening industry is projected to reach $8.6 billion.
You guys, they literally break your leg.
And then put a piece in?
No, they don't let it set, and your bone goes, hey, where are you? Where are you? And it grows. Your bone
three
will stretch.
3 inches?
They have to do it like more than once. It's like horrifying. It's ridiculous. Like, just be short. Short is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, shrimp.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Krispy Kreme has launched Harry Potter themed donuts based on the houses.
I
almost brought them in today, even though I can't eat them because I wanted to do
when
a fun,
I saw it,
like,
I thought of you, and I'm like, poor Aaron.
I know.
Like, she
but
can't
I want,
have
I
these.
Want you guys to bite in and be like, what house am I? And then I'll just sit over here and be like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to do it. We'll even shoot a video of it tomorrow.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to try one of the donuts, we could have them come to the station. Aaron can eat a bite of, like,
baby
chew on
it.
A bite of hers and baby bird it into your mouth. And we'll have some great land shrimp.
Management is here and the show is over. Again?
Yes, I just want to hear your other one that
Good
you were
evening.
Ready for. Good evening.
Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' multi-sensory steakhouse is taking reservations. Doors officially open
on behalf of all the people 17? Who are sick of you and your Swiftie crap.
I'll throw this at you.
Nope!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It was kind of back to school time and...
You can just like smell the sharpened pencils.
I got an email from my high school giving us their lunch for the week, their lunch schedule.
Why would they send it to you? You don't have a child. You don't attend.
No, but it looks great.
The food has gotten better.
How did you end up with that?
Yeah.
I think it's an invitation. I think we should go.
Yeah. I'm so down. I took screenshots because I was going to send it to you guys.
Do you think that they would let us?
Okay. Monday is penne pasta Alfredo. Tuesday, buttermilk fried pass. Chicken.
No, maybe.
Wednesday, chicken tinga tacos. I don't know what that is.
Chicken tinga. It's spicy.
Yeah. Oh, no, Thursday, cheeseburgers with French fries. Oh. Friday, meat lovers, cheese or veggie pizza. Desserts, carrot cake with saffron cream on glaze, Belgium chocolate mousse, homemade half pint ice cream.
Dessert? What?
Private school.
What are we talking about? Never had dessert. What world is this?
I never ate a French fry in a cafeteria.
Really?
My entire life.
They
never.
Crinkle fries at my school.
Yeah. Never.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Pears or corn or...
Or mandarin oranges.
Yes, it's always...
Nasty.
Well, they were worried about you, Iowa kids, not getting enough fruits and vegetables.
We ate them outside the school every morning, but...
So, here was what I was going to ask, speaking of desserts. Like, do you remember rushing home for the after school snack?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a after school eat until dinner in my household, like
after school graze.
Yeah, it
was like really.
There was the four of us, all different like activities, different grades. We had Fruityos from Costco. We had the big box.
What's a Fruityo?
It was like a gummy. Did anyone else have them?
No, I've never heard of it before this
movie. In my life. And like you would stick them on your hands and eat them.
You're talking about like a lifesaver gummy?
Kind of, yeah, but they were like less.
I've never heard of this word before now.
I thought they were going to be like Cheerios.
No,
they're gummy. They're gelatinous.
Like gummy. Yeah. Oh. And we would have like Fruityo Wars and throw them at each other. And
no. Interesting. No, they look good though.
Yeah. They were pretty good. Good gummy snacks. Costco.
I don't think they have them anymore.
I don't think so either.
Mott's or Welch's fruit snacks way to go.
Yeah. We were a big fruit snack family.
My problem is like I would always try to go home with one of my friends. Because my parents were, like, my friends had Zingers.
What are Zingers?
It's like it's like a Twinkie. Either a brown or a blonde with, like, brown or blonde frosting on top.
Oh, my God. Sounds amazing.
Oh, so, because my parents, you know what I had? Oh, my God. I don't even want to say it. Ants on a log.
Oh, no.
Wait.
That's homemade.
And I don't want to talk badly about your parents. That's so sweet.
It's so ratchet. I'm at like I can have Zingers at Tony Staub's house.
Wait,
or I can have celery at my house.
Celery with peanut butter and chocolate chips?
Raisins.
Not chocolate chips. It's raisins. It's like the the trick of all tricks. It's when you grab a chocolate chip cookie and it's the oatmeal raisin. You're like, what the hell? Your mouth was already.
I would eat
that right now. It sounds amazing.
You would eat it. It's on a log right now.
Yes.
The other way to make it is instead of peanut butter, it's
cream cheese.
Cheese whiz. Yeah, the cheese in a can.
And then what's on top?
Still raisins.
That feels wrong.
Yeah. It's salty and sweet.
But your parents were just doing their best, man.
I know, but ants on a log, just, will somebody give me one that's better? Like, she had her O's on her fingers.
Well, and my sister used to come home and eat those like Marie Claire's like chicken pot pies.
That has like 3,000 calories. Yes. That is so many calories. She was like
a competitive-ish dancer.
The little one, though. She was, little.
Yeah, yeah. She the like personal size one.
Yeah.
But they'd always be in our freezer, and there goes Christine.
She was just fired up and
then she'd go dance for like 7 hours.
Wild.
Yeah.
What?
And a big glass of milk.
Ew.
Is she from Iowa? That is
no. That she's real tiny.
She was just fired up. That's so much. Okay.
We had with the big graham cracker guy, so the chocolate ones and there's no such thing
as a chocolate graham cracker.
The cinnamon ones.
Those are so good.
Yeah. You just eat it plain?
Yeah, just plain. You eat it upside down so cinnamon's right on your tongue. Yeah, and then we had a lot of rice cakes too.
Oh, that's gosh. It. That was
your plan. The juxtaposition between those two things. Yeah. Your mom's forcing down like just dry. Okay.
You can dip the cinnamon graham crackers in your milk.
Okay. I'm out.
No. Okay.
Do you have one, Erin, before we let Erin just or Erica have her little moment?
I mean, I would have like bagel bites. That was my go-to. Yeah.
You were turning the oven on?
Oh, absolutely.
No, microwave.
I think I use the microwave.
Okay. Wow, that's just so intense for a snack. I mean, we're making pies.
Oh, yeah, we had the oven on it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I am struggling with this topic that we're going to talk about. We're talking about, like, something small and kind of stupid you bought, but it's life-changing.
Should we discuss that maybe you just don't have enough joy in your life? Or
I think that's probably part of it.
Okay.
I'm really trying to find more gratitude.
I'm actually surprised because out of the four of us, I figured that Slacker would be the most like impulsive buyer where it's just like, I need joy. I'm going to go get
I 100% do that, but none of them are small things.
Perfect. So you're just really hemorrhaging money.
No, I just go buy things and then I have all the remorse, all the guilt, all the...
Oh, okay.
It's just... Like the thing that brings me the most I can't say that one. It's my Wintersmith's ice cube maker, but it's so great because it makes super clear ice cubes, which look really great in a Manhattan, but it just furthers the narrative that I have a massive drinking problem.
It's also like I know that this was something that we discussed at lengths when we first met was the clear ice cube thing, but it's like, why do you really need that at home, man?
Because there's something about having friends over and it's like you pour them a Blanton's and they're like, this is like a cube at a nice restaurant. It's like, I know.
Yeah.
Cause everybody, you get the square cube tray and then it makes this white cube.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. When it's clear, it looks like, whoa. I don't know.
It is cool, but I would rather have like a pea ice machine, you know?
That's a flex. Like the little tiny ice.
Like the Chick-fil-A ice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A ice is the best.
Soft.
They make those, but that's not cheap.
Correct. Right.
Does anybody else have an example to like I'm trying to think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for sure. My wife bought, it fits in her cup holder in her car and it's just a little trash can with like it has the lid and everything.
Gosh. Shut up.
Life changing. So much so that now she's upgraded. Now she's bought more trash cans that go on like the side of your door. You have that too?
I have the one that goes on the, not the glove box, the arm thing.
Inside your arm console?
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
It's a little garbage can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have wrappers, you have whatever, and receipts.
Put it in there.
Put it in there, and then you just empty that thing.
Yeah.
And your car is clean.
Oh, my gosh.
I just put them in the cup holder, and I take them out every time I park my car. Every time I park my car.
Not a normal person, then.
What do you mean? How am I not
the trash in my car right now.
Well, you do not strike me as a trashy car person.
Especially having a new car.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad, but yeah. There's a Starbucks cup in the like side thing on the door.
Oh, no.
Right, well,
but then it starts to smell like sugar, and like, oh man,
it doesn't smell like anything.
Do you not get sweet coffee?
Well, I drink it down to the last bit.
There's still a little bit of something in the bottom.
Yeah, you know when you can't smell it anymore.
Yeah,
it's just when you have your car is a problem.
Wow. Okay. I'm starting to get it. The tiny trash can. Uh-huh, that's life changing.
Another one, my mom got it for me. It's like a little tiny, it goes around your neck. It's a little fan. So when it's real hot, you walk around.
I got my brother one of those because he's a football coach.
I have seen those and I'm like, what sort of J-hole wants this?
Yeah.
I'm just buying stuff for Noah's college or whatever in the fan section. They had them and they even have lights on them. And I'm like, who are... How is that
if I'm
a positive?
In a rave, I can still participate, but I keep cool.
Well, I'm not really sure why T-Hack needs it, but I did like it was my Christmas gift for my brother because he is in the sun, like from 3 to 5 p.m. every night. That's not a very long time.
You're really bad with things like this.
I
am.
I think he's in the sun more from 3 to 7, but.
Okay. Well, you know, the same times we're on the air. That's cool. Hard for you to remember.
I don't know where I am or who I am.
Okay. That one's weird. The trash can, you had me. I think we want people.
It's a little embarrassing, but it is.
I want to be convinced that we need to own it. The trash can, you did a good job. Well, a personal fan, it just says something about you.
This wasn't sell us your item. Like, this isn't Shark Tank.
It kind of is,
though. This is what brought you joy.
I know, but I want them to convince us that we need it. You don't want that?
Well, I have a vase that brings me extreme joy, and it's shaped like a butt. And then the front has a little flower on it, like it's a woman's anatomy. But it's a flower instead of, sorry.
How are you alive?
I don't know.
Did you drive here today?
Yeah, I'm just Delulu.
What just happened there?
I don't know.
Show us a picture of the bud.
I've got pictures
of it.
You've
got pictures of the vase.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And
Of course. Erica, I just want to point out that like I don't have pictures of any of the vases in my house. Zero vases do I have on my camera roll.
Well, I thought I had some.
Okay.
But, well,
are you 100?
Yeah. Aaron, why don't you go while I try? I found it.
It's still radio.
It's a pink vase, and the front, instead of being the actual female anatomy,
that's okay.
It's a flower, and the back is a full-blown butt cheeks.
Yeah. I think that vase, it's got a crack in it.
Oh, here we go. Look at this. Butt cheeks.
Okay. If you have a small purchase that is life-changing, that you just, it brings you joy, we'd love to hear what it is. 303. I just can't because Erica has jumped the shark so hard for me today. Okay, 303-222-5423. You can call it or text.
I've got a couple. Okay. I am a big fan of buying small things. First one, always put eucalyptus in your shower on the shower head.
Oh my gosh, you're so clean girl aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Starbucks cup in your car that's been sitting there for 4 weeks.
Only like two, man.
What does that mean? So you just
it's
hang
just
it
nice.
There?
Yeah. It's,
mm-hmm. It just smells like a menthol cigarette in there?
It just feels more spa-like. You can get a bundle at Trader Joe's for like $7 and it
just
lasts
hangs
forever.
There.
How often do you have to replace it?
I haven't replaced this one in like too long.
Okay.
She doesn't want to say because she just called you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Okay,
like 2 months.
Okay.
And then the other one, I used to have this quesadilla maker. And it would crisp both sides of the tortilla and it had like designs on it.
Shut your mouth right now because my algorithm right now is trying to get me to buy something. It's like you put a tortilla
best,
on top,
it was
put
the
a
best
bunch of stuff
tortilla,
in it. It's called like crimp it or something. It goes like,
that I've ever had.
And it makes a giant empanada. It like crimps it all the way around the outside edge.
Isn't that kind of just like a panini maker?
Panini's totally different. That's just a big thing you squash your sandwich with.
Okay.
This is like, it closes. It's like a yellow thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Is that what yours does? It crimps the edges?
Mine was a full on quesadilla and it would like smash and kind of burn.
And
the,
burn it. So it was like,
We used to have that too. Ours was red. Like a big red one.
I
but you
don't
believe in your
was,
pizzazz or whatever.
Oh, is this also like a waffle iron?
Kind of. This is different.
Kind of. Okay.
Erica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Erica!
Get with the program!
I can't!
Can I say, like, this started with a Reddit thread that we were kind of looking at, and there's one on here that I do remember doing. And look, everyone's going to judge me, and that's fine. That's what we're doing here. It's a small purchase that brings you great joy. And one time I was at Hobby Lobby and I was at the checkout and they had the package of googly eyes.
Oh.
And I bought the package of googly eyes and you just put them on things around. You just put them on things around your house that you want kind of to be alive.
And like your face.
No, because it's just your butt. You would want eyes on the butt. You put it on like on your coffee maker. So then like you walk down and it's just like.
And what? You're like, good morning, coffee maker. And then like the people have to come and get you and put you in like the insane asylum.
You don't have conversations with them in front of other people. But I spend so much time alone that it was just nice to have.
Right. Well. I'm going to see myself out now.
But I will just say this. If you see a package of googly eyes, buy it. Oh. You can put it on the trash can in your car.
Every time
it opens its little head, it's like, it's eating your trash.
I think we should wrap this up.
Oh, it was wrapped up. We've been off the air for a while. Weird small purchase that brings you great joy. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for things that are small but joyous.
Mm-hmm. Like the butt face.
Aaron got it.
Oh. Size doesn't matter. Ain't that right?
It's more about the motion of the ocean. Know what I'm saying? Amy?
Yay!
Yay! Small but joyous.
So I bought 3 of the same slides to go, one by my front door, one by my back door, and one by my garage. So I always have shoes to go outside, but then I don't have to put them
That is diabolical.
But in a good
it's
way.
Great.
That's so... Yeah. Like, I'm not a slipper person, but I hate, like, if I have to walk on the rocks outside by my garden, it just makes my feet feel weird.
I put on my Croc slides like 9 times a day to take the dog out, but they're always, I don't know where they are ever.
Right, because you took them off at a different door. Right. But if you just had, like,
multiple pairs,
shoes at every single door, oh my God, that would bring me so much joy.
Genius. You should do it.
Genius.
You have a lot of doors.
I have so many doors, but there's only like 2 that I go out the most.
Right.
4. Yeah, 4 that I go out the most.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Amy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, pretty good.
But you're a slippers guy. You just walking around in your damn shoes.
I do. I have I have slippers in the basement. I have slippers up. Like, I have them all over.
Mm. Wow. I've got a bunch of pairs of slippers. I just need to leave them at the doors.
Okay. Kelly?
Yay.
What's your small but joyous...
Dollar Tree humidifiers for my plants.
Oh. What does that even mean? Oh, they make like a...
Does it keep them alive?
Not necessarily. I found little tiny humidifiers at the Dollar Tree, and I just have them on little shelves all around the house, and they just provide humidity for my plants.
It's beautiful.
I like it.
So you care about your plants a bunch, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, can I just tell you the next level?
Yes, please.
Buy little googly eyes for your plants.
No, but then it could kill them, the adhesive.
For my pots, yeah.
Yeah, just put on the little pots, have little googly eyes, the big ones.
And then the plants are hair.
Like, yeah, it's like, rah! Like everything's
Maybe
a chia
I'll
pet.
Do that and I'll have my kids look around and see if they can notice.
That's so cute.
Googly eyes is a game changer. I stand by googly eyes almost as hard as the slides by the door.
Okay.
I'll have to try it out.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Ty.
Yeah.
Small but joyous. What's yours?
Yeah. So mine would be name brand snacks. So you ever had cream bins or cream betweens?
What?
I think so.
Wait, are you talking about? It sounds like an Oreo to me.
Exactly. Cream Betweens would be like the store generic version.
Oh.
Oreos would be the brand name.
The actual generic version is Hydrox.
Well, no, there's some other.
And you're like, get the name brand, it makes you happier?
Exactly.
That's what the brands want you to think.
But I'm going to tell you, most of them, like...
They taste better.
When it comes... Kind of. It's the bad Oreos are bad.
Did you guys just hear the duck on his phone? You guys didn't just hear that? I heard a duck.
Buddy.
I heard a...
Are you with a duck or are you giggling?
Honestly, I don't know what that was.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a name brand duck.
Okay. Sandy?
Hi.
Yay.
Hi. What's your small but joyous?
My small but joyous is a tortilla warmer that is fabric that looks like a throw pillow.
Ooh.
It's fabric.
Do you say, is it like a blanket?
No, it's actually it's around about the size of a round throw pillow you'd put on your couch. It's fabric. It's kind of cushiony. It's got a little pocket. You pop the tortillas in it, throw it in your microwave for 30 seconds, perfectly warm tortillas.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
Ooh, but then a nap afterwards. Yeah, oh. That'd be nice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Time for the diary. Just a reminder, every day we read one entry and one entry only, but there is one person who can make it too.
Tiak.
And he's a hoarder, and he is he's lording the power over all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got. I'll sell it to the highest bidder.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Listeners, you're involved.
No.
No.
Yes, he's got a GoFundMe set up. What was the last thing that happened?
She didn't know if you wanted to take the next step with Mike. She was saying.
Oh yeah, he's leaving hints and flyers.
You wanted to buy a house together.
Yeah, right. And she's like, I'm in school. I really just like want to do one thing at a time. I'm not ready for that. Now remember, she's 26.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how old he is, but this was also 20 years ago.
But he's being kind of needy.
I mean, I think he's just expressing his needs.
And it's just because now she works all day and then she goes to school or whatever. Right. And it's like, they're not having any time. So he's like, it's weird to go, we barely ever see each other. Let's go to the next step. That feels like conflicting. Like getting married or having kids isn't going to better.
It's not going to suddenly give you more time.
Correct.
In fact, probably less.
It just is a way of sort of marking your territory. Oh, and maybe that's
he's peeing on the tree.
A little bit. Mm. Oh, okay. What?
No, what?
No, what?
Like,
I don't think we're selling the idea of him using a veto with peeing on a tree.
No, but I don't dislike Mike. There was a time here where there's still a vibe in this room that you guys don't think they're meant to be together.
Yes.
Because I think every day.
Yeah, he's ready to move on. She isn't.
And they've been a bit incompatible.
But
since they first met.
The entirety of your evidence is one French film, which makes me insane.
And now it's grown.
Okay. I go back to what T-Hack said the other day. She went from this sad, lonely, woe is me, I'm never going to find love. And now she's got it. And she's like, this isn't the right one.
First of all, if it's not the right one, you can't just marry someone because, someone likes me.
Well, take it from me. You can do it more than once.
And also, maybe she's very anxious. I had a brief period after getting engaged where I was like, and then I was like, we're good.
Okay, so the one where the flyers and everything was what date?
November 3rd.
Okay, and where are we now?
November 16th.
Oh, yay. Okay. So she is writing more frequently as promised.
Yes. Oh, okay. November 16th.
Did you read ahead?
Just a sentence. I'm nervous and excited to meet Mike's family. It's been a long time. He met hers like a year ago.
Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah. So I've waited a long time for this. We fly there and are spending all of Thanksgiving week.
Fly where?
Just says there.
Just there.
I can't wait to finally. Oh boy, I can't wait to finally see all these people I've talked on the phone with, like his mom and his sister and her kids.
What?
Oh, cute! I'll get to meet his brother too, and Mike's really excited for that because they're super close, but they don't see him very often.
Can I just ask a really weird question to interrupt? I've never. Like, when you meet the family, then you might get on the phone. I would not get on the phone before I met them.
I FaceTimed with my fiance's parents before we met, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like you're around all the time. So it's like, well, say hi to Erica. And then it's like, why don't you?
That's pretty normal now, I think.
Especially if they've been together a year and a half.
Yeah, I guess. It's just weird. It's like, hi, I don't know you, but I'm talking on the phone to you.
Yeah, I've only done it with my wife's grandmother, who was like in a nursing home.
And you were afraid she was going to die, and you had to at least
there was
what's up?
So we would say hi to her. But that was like, we're not going to see her soon.
Yeah.
But and okay. we did several times.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tangent things. Keep going.
You sure did. Handwriting's getting a little wacky. I hope they like me. They will. What? What if? What? They will. I mean... They will. What I mean is, I hope they love me. There we go. Okay, that one might have been me, guys. I'm the first girl he's ever brought home to meet the family.
Ever?
Even that chick he lived with in New York. He did live in New York.
Well, yeah,
we were like, you could have been a tourist that day.
Even that chick he lived with in New York. I don't even know her name. That's kind of weird. He must have said her name at some point. Whatever. I'm the first. That's a big deal. Should we veto today, T-Hack, or?
No. No, we learned a lot. She's going to meet the parents. That's a big step.
Even after being like,
he lived in New York.
Asking me to make the next step.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about playing a different game. Where every day we want to do a veto and Hack doesn't do it, I give out one more digit of either his address or his phone number.
No, this one was a good one. Until
people go to his house and force him to give us a veto.
Okay, what? And then the rest of the diary, we have nothing. So think about it. Okay. Now I'm mad at you too.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I think you're right. We did get enough. So she is excited to meet his parents.
Yeah.
And she's still with him.
And she wants... them to love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means everyone, come on.
She wants
She's
to be part of their family someday.
Right. There we go. So we can stop that incompatibility stuff.
No, you guys have been, the one doing it.
You guys are exacerbating it by like, I think she just has these moments of insecurity and you're like, they're wrong for each other. She should leave. Like you immediately jump. She's just writing her thoughts in a diary.
She deserves all the best in the world, and as does Mike.
But I think it's a little weird that he lived with another woman who never met his parents.
Yeah.
Red flag. Yeah.
Well, and we don't know where the parents, we don't know where the parents live.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like all the way to California. So it's really far from New York. There are still airplanes.
Or if he lived with a woman for a while and didn't introduce his parents, he might be like a lot older. If he's like in his 40s or something and they're like, oh, yeah, we moved in. Like, oh, we'll get like it's not as big of a deal when you're that old. What if he's just a lot older, which means he's ready for the next step with her?
Wow. I didn't think of that.
Can I just give a little perspective on life to y'all in the room? And I don't think anybody in this room knows this. Hmm. My first wife, I bought a house and I moved her in because it was like she was living in an apartment, needed to get out of debt. So I moved her in. I'm like, you don't owe rent. Pay all your bills off. You can live with me. Then occasionally my parents would come down and she would have to go drive around and stuff.
Oh, wow. They didn't meet her?
No, I didn't want them to know that she was living with me. So I made her.
And what is that? So are you trying to say no worries, Mike? Or you're trying to remind us that we do have issue to be concerned?
I'm not sure what I'm trying to say, but it's like, it just happens. Like,
no,
I didn't think my parents...
it was a different time, too, because remember, this was 20 years ago.
And that with my ex was 20 years
ago. Yeah.
It was like...
it doesn't just happen if you tell her to go drive around while my parents are here.
It was just one of those things where it was like, I bought a house and I didn't want my parents to think, like, I moved this girl. My parents were very weird and they really loved my ex. And it was like, I didn't think they were ready to go, this is... what, this girl's already living here, so I just hid all of her crap, and then they would come over.
A lot of pink pillows in here, Michael.
Yeah. Went through a phase.
Okay.
Okay, you're not helping Mike's case.
I know
at
I'm
all.
Not, but yeah. I just think, I don't think it's that weird. If your parents aren't ready to meet somebody, like if your parents are old-fashioned and they don't want, then you just don't have them meet the people. Like, I got to this level of a relationship, and I'll make up the time later if I stay with her. And then I'll introduce
her. Yeah, but then don't you have to come clean at some point? About
no, I just was like, hey, this is my girlfriend. And they're like, hey, great. And it's like, she's moving in next week.
And so you just lied.
Ago. Yeah, that's what we do. It's not terrible. It's very normal.
Not normal.
All right. Anyway, can you look ahead and tell us when the next one is?
It's shortly after Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Okay. So find out how meeting the parents went tomorrow at 4:30.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. Let's do a quick kid update.
Okay. None here.
My God, but your ovaries are loud.
Yeah, we talk about kids every day now.
Do you really?
Yeah, like in some way or another.
But he wants them as bad as you do?
Oh, I don't know that he's ready right now, but think about it. I'm also at work with you guys. There's a lot going on with your kids, and then I come home and we're...
But it's a weird thing because...
Talking about kids? I don't know.
I love my kids, and I love I love everything about them. Please, nobody get mad at me for what I'm about to say. I hate babies. I hate them. They're just... I don't hate them. I don't want to hurt them. But it's like, they're just so...
Sure. Yeah, keep your kids close. Yeah.
I'm just going to say this, and maybe Hack will be honest, and maybe he won't. But like, you had your son, and it's magical, and you're like, the baby, everything is great, and you just love on him, and everything skin to skin, and you feed him, and you do all the things, and you're like, awesome. And then they can start talking, and then they're even better, and they just get better and better and better and better. And then four years in, you have this new thing, and it just sucks because it doesn't do any of the cool, it doesn't have any of the upgrades yet.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, you're back to helpless model. And you're like, say what you want.
I like the babies when they can at least hold their own head up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just kind of like, I'm going to draw.
It's just so nervous.
You do know that you just basically said that T-Hack looked at Hazel and went, ugh.
I did with Mia, 100%. Slacker. I've admitted that. She's my favorite person on the planet right now. But when she was little, like, your first kid is magical. Your second one is just like, you want to hurry him along to like talking and walking. You're like, hurry up, hurry up,
yeah,
hurry up.
There's something, I relate to it too, because I wanted two boys. I've admitted that before too. And so I was disappointed to find out that she was a girl. And I remember being in the store and seeing like a mermaid costume. And I remember just being like, ugh. Because I have two younger sisters. Like, I've done that. And now that I met her and I know her, it's like, I can't wait for the mermaid
100%. Like costume.
Now it's completely the opposite.
I come from a family of boys. I have three older brothers. I thought I was going to have another boy. And then when it was a girl, I was exactly the same. I was like, oh my God, gross. Like, I have to, ugh. I don't have to deal with one of those. You know what I mean?
No. But I've not had children, so I don't know what that's like.
And then as soon as I found out it was a girl, and I was kind of the opposite. I walked through Target and I saw a polka dot dress and I was like, I'm buying every dress I ever see from this moment forward. Like when she was born, she had to do costume changes like three times a day just to get through the stuff. It's like crazy. Anyway, what I was saying, when I think about, you still have baby fever and I don't like,
yeah,
because I've never had a baby.
I've only experienced babies when I can go and go back to your mother.
Right.
So, Jesus, really, someday I'm going to be someone's mother. Anyway, what are your kids up to?
Okay, so Tiak and I are sharing this experience because our kids are both in a transition. Like, mm-hmm. Your oldest just started kindergarten.
Yes.
And how's it going now? Like, we had the first day, we had the first bus ride. Where mm-hmm. are we at now?
I think it's amazing the difference between day one and day two. Like day one, excited, but nervous, apprehensive, all that. And then day two, it's just like, bye. Can't wait. Bus is here. See ya. Like, scanned his card right away. Just knew all the stuff. Said hi to the other kids who were there. And you're like, oh, I guess it's going to be all right.
He said hi to the other kids. Did it make you cry?
No, and that's the big difference between day one and day two with me, too. Day one, you're like, oh, you're sobbing. And day two, you're like, I guess this is going to be every day, huh? I guess I got to get used to it.
You can't cry 180 times.
But it's so cute. Like, imagine little Leo. He walks up and he's like, hey,
come on. You just got to get.
Yeah.
You become desensitized to it.
Yeah, but he's still young enough. That's a very cool thing for me to hear people go, Leo, and like run over and they look at you like, yeah, you're the dad. Get out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, I like it that he's Leo to them. He's not my son to them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's still like exciting.
Did everybody go to the bus stop again or no?
Yeah, we all did. Yep. And Hazel brought her backpack again.
Oh, so cute.
How long do you think you're going to do that?
I don't know. So my wife will probably hang back soon because she'll be working and stuff. But I think Hazel want to go. She kind of likes it and she gives a big wave. And
like first snowy day maybe is when you just, where you end that thing.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably,
That kind of relates to the question that I have about my son.
Yeah.
What are my boundaries?
What do you mean?
Like, he's in college. How much should I text him? We used to talk 10 times via text and in person every day, 5-10 times a day.
Like, because you were like, what are we doing for dinner? Can you get me up?
Oh, did you see the news about, you know, the McLaren team on F1 or whatever? We were just
then
and
every
like,
day. And I think you can.
No, I don't think so.
But it's the same stuff. Did you see the news about what were you saying?
No, but he's on his, like, he called me today, which was.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he was just like, hey. Figured you'd want to catch up. And I was like,
oh, that's so cute. He misses home. Yeah.
Does he? Because then it was just like an interview conversation where I was like, he wasn't giving me information. I had to get it.
That's okay. He calls because he misses you.
Well, then why doesn't he say anything?
Because he's a boy. Don't you remember being a boy?
No. I mean, I don't know. That's my big question for, like, I don't know, maybe mostly T-Hack, but everybody, did you want your parents to talk to you when you were in school? Or did you want to be, like, he's experiencing, he told me, like, all night, like, they just go room to room in the dorm, and they're just meeting everybody. Yeah. He's like, that's our job. We just go in room to room and meeting people. I'm like, great.
Best.
How was that? Oh, my
God. Oh, it was so fun. Knocking on the door. Hey, I just wanted to introduce myself.
You did that?
I never did that.
It's in an all-girls dorm, so it was different.
Oh, okay.
We all became just like, it was a sleepover everything.
But wouldn't it be driving you bat guano crazy if it's like, boop, boop? Like, my mom won't leave me alone.
Well, how often are you texting?
Oh, I'm not texting at all because I feel like I need to pull back.
Which I think, yes, you could pull back maybe a little bit, but not completely.
Yeah.
Text him at night and just say like, hey, hope you had a great day.
Or, really? Did you see this news?
Yeah.
Call me later this week. Mm-hmm. You can't just go silent but on shouldn't, your kid.
Doesn't he want that?
No. Obviously not. He called you.
Oh my gosh. He's like, wow, did my dad forget about me? I guess I'll call him.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird. I don't know what to do. I'm usually good at navigating relationships, but it feels like this is a cutoff point.
No.
No.
No, no,
only
no.
If you let it be. Or force it to be.
I think you still do the F1. Hey, did you see this? Like, you keep it that way. I don't think you go, so how's your class? How are your studies?
That's what, like, I'm saying. It's like, I'm micromanaging.
Yeah, no, I think you could ask, like, after, because this is orientation, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
After the first week, second week, on the weekend. Just be like, how's everything going? Did you find your classes? What do you think of the professors?
That feels micromanaging.
It's not. You are asking him about his next life chapter.
Okay. Boy.
I'd be like, I got it.
Exactly.
Figured it out.
You guys.
Great, but I want to hear about it.
Yeah. Tell me about, I don't know, your classes are pretty lame at the beginning.
That's the problem. I think that's the problem as the kid is you're like, it sucks. I don't know. It's boring. Like, I have nothing to
tell
you.
That's what I felt today. He had no information for me, so it was just quiet. And then I did the thing that I hate more than anything when I call my mom. Like, we're 2 minutes into a conversation, and she goes, well. And it's like, she's done. She doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh.
And so finally, I had to go, he's not really giving me any information. And I was like, well.
In the future, have an excuse ready. Hey, bud, someone's calling from work. I got to pick up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He knows I don't check my email or answer my phone.
T-Hexon is calling me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I need everyone in this room. I need your help to solve a mystery.
Ooh, sign me up. Yeah. Let's go.
I need the listeners' help too. So if you can be of any help, text in 303-222-5423. So I have a young son and a young daughter, and I'm trying to raise them a little bit like 90s. That's like a trend going on. Have you seen that on Instagram? There's like 90s parenting.
What does 90s parenting look like?
They like replace the smart TVs with a VCR TV, and they just have all the old Disney movies and stuff. And
when they're of age, will you let them kind of wander the neighborhood?
That's another thing. Like, just go to the park. Just kind of bringing back before internet parenting. So it's not, I don't think it's necessarily just
90s. You don't have to go all the way back to VCR, though.
But it does change because now it's like, I want to watch that to put it on now.
Right.
And it's like,
well, we don't have it.
So you want to make him walk across the room, get a videotape out, rewind it, and then...
That's not what we're doing. We're not doing that aspect of it, but that's just the idea. And you're showing him like older... The thing that I'm really doing is showing him older TV shows so that I grew up with. Like, he knows Space Jam. He knows the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He watches the old 90s Spider-Man show, you know, like that type of thing.
Okay.
Even though there are great new shows like Bluey and all that, like, love them still. But along with this came, he was watching the original, one of the original from the 90s, the Batman cartoon. So it came out in 1992.
Okay. Wow.
And this is one I never really actually watched myself growing up, but I remember it being around, like seeing it in stores and stuff. And he's watching one of the early episodes and the Joker's in it. And it's a Christmas episode and the Joker sings... Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Yeah.
And I had the thought. Batmobile
lost a wheel in something.
Joker got away?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Oh.
That's part two.
Oh, boy.
Part one is I thought, is this show from 1992, is this what that jingle is from? Or is this show referencing the jingle that we all know of Jingle Bells,
Batman smells? I never knew there was a cartoon. I thought that was just in the, I thought people just made that up.
Right. So that's why I wanted to ask you, was that a thing in school?
I remember kids going Jingle Bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Pre-92, yeah.
For sure. But I, so, wow, was that, it would have been, probably.
Jingle Bells, Batman smells. How old were you the year before I was born?
I think I was trading on the stock market in the mid-90s. No, I swear, now you've got, hold on. I know that's part two, but now I'm shook and I'm trying to remember what the rest of it is. Like, I think that was made up before. If that show came out in the 90s.
The zeitgeist. Yeah. Okay.
I believe we were singing that before.
My question is, why Batman smells? Like, what were we getting at if we were just kids who made
Joker
that up?
The Joker is singing it in this episode. So
but
he's
if we were kids not
Yeah, why
watching,
would we have made that
like,
up?
Like, why would anyone be like, Jingle Bells, Batman smells? Like,
yeah, how did we know that? Because I didn't watch the show growing up, but I know the jingle. Everyone knows that.
The earliest confirmed printed version is from January 1967, but they believed it was created on a California playground around December 1966.
So kids just decided to make up a song about Batman.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm not following.
To Jingle Bells.
Yeah, and then it somehow spread like all across the world.
Like little baby Weird Al Yankovic.
Because there was Batman in the 60s.
Was that one with the campy TV show.
Like Adam West,
also,
I think
was
the
comics existed at that point.
Yes.
Okay. So that's part one. So okay. Now let's all sing it. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, Batmobile lost a wheel, and
Joker does ballet.
Joker got away.
Which is it?
Oh, there are two different endings?
The Joker did ballet is how I grew up. And my wife said, did ballet? The Joker got away.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, the Joker
did
ballet.
Why would the Joker suddenly start dancing?
I don't know.
I think it was an insult, potentially, on like ballets for girls. And the Joker's a boy. Obviously.
Yeah, but if the Joker's singing it.
I don't know.
But I don't know who's singing it. Because the Joker, in this episode, the Joker's just singing it. But it's all, we've established it already existed. So he didn't. The Joker didn't make it up. But that's why I wanted. What was yours? Do you remember? Was it the Joker got away?
I think it's Joker got away.
Text in. Then everyone knows.
Do T-Hack and I have Joker does ballet?
I don't know because 90s parenting was bad. Clearly.
Oh my god.
But Joker did ballet. Is it like when? I think mine must have been got away because the ballet hit my head. Well, like that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
You've heard ballet?
Yeah. It wasn't until after you guys said it. I always knew it as got away.
Yeah.
But when you said ballet, I do remember kids saying that.
I don't. Do we need to take a vote or something? Like, I think there's two. It's like a Mandela effect thing. You were either a Joker did ballet or Joker got away.
So what do we want? We want them to type in away
or ballet.
And where you're from.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
We got to figure out if it's a regional thing. If it's like away, Colorado.
T-Hack and I, being on the same page, grew up in very different
areas.
Yeah, it's like Iowa and California.
Right. Colorado's smack dab in the middle of that.
Yeah,
so
what's Colorado's? Got away or did ballet?
I feel it's... It's got away because ballet is stupid. All right. Away or ballet and your state to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have a little health issue I'd like to talk about.
Oh, no.
No, this is a safe space.
I know. I have. Okay.
Oh, you're going to cry.
You get nervous?
Yeah, I get real nervous.
Around COVID, I was supposed to have a procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron already knows what's happening. And like, you need to relax.
Why is she excited about it?
I think that's what the doctor says too.
I had a colonoscopy scheduled for April of 2020.
Dude, you've got to do that.
Easy with the eyeballs, dude. Relax, Erica.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we can
I'm
do
not
it
sure
right now
if
you
want to. Like, no, you got to drink the juice.
I had the juice.
Pills.
Yeah,
now?
They're pills now.
No.
Yeah.
No, I thought you still do the milk of magnesia with
they're
extra
pills,
psyllium.
And you drink a glass of water with them. It's like 12 pills,
and it just roto roots you out. Because I've heard you like don't make any plans that weekend. You're just like you get after it, and then
one of my parents had to do this. And was driving me to school and was like, I gotta get to a bathroom.
They still did. They tried to like drive you to school when they had psyllium husk in their body. No, you're told, I was told, stay within 20 feet of your bathroom.
Well, how dare they try to be a good parent? I mean.
Well, then you get somebody else to drive your kid. Because what's a better parent? Like getting somebody to drive you to school or pooping in the car with your scared little daughter, like just spray painting the inside.
Okay, that's not what happened, but.
Okay. So Anyway, COVID shut down doctor's offices, so they canceled. So then I was like, well, I can't get it done. So I did the happy face box thing where you got your poop in a box.
What?
You can.
Yeah. For people who don't have any like family history or anything, you can
they
just
want you to mail poop in?
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
This is not the conversation I was expecting to have today.
But so you haven't seen it? There's commercials. You probably just tune it out.
I've never seen these commercials.
Oh my God, yeah. It's a happy little box.
Well, I imagine our algorithms are a bit different.
No, I'm saying on TV.
Oh, like, I don't watch that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
is it Cologuard?
Thank you. It is Cologuard.
I think it is, yeah. I watch a lot of commercials.
The worst thing about it is they put their logo is recognizable. Yeah, and on the box that you send back, it has the logo on it. So poor FedEx guy. Yeah. He's pulling up going, all right, another poop. Another poop shipment. And I just set boxes out there like every couple days.
It works that way.
I guess you could call it a shipment.
Oh, can we say that?
We can now.
But now you need to go get a colonoscopy?
I don't. Well, I mean, so I pooped in the box.
Yeah. Did they say that it was clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've also
heard... Who did you send it to, though? Yeah.
Did they get it?
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Not funny. That's a mother of
your
children.
I send her a shipment almost every 4 days. No, okay, but for real, you should get them. And I have heard... I'm not talking trash about Cologuard. I'm not. But I've heard you can get false positives from
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe I shouldn't have said the name. That was
no, but sorry. I mean, it's a known fact. Because they aren't, like, you clean out your entire inside, and then they take a camera, and they go all the way, like, and it's like, it comes out your mouth.
Yeah, well, not quite.
They don't go that far, but they stop at the stomach almost, I think. They go a long way. Mm. It's not that long, because I think your intestines are... Hey, okay. ChatGPT, why don't you look it up for us?
Your intestine's like a mile.
Miles.
Yeah.
Like miles long. So
how
they don't
are they
have
in
a, like,
there, you know?
Just folded. Yeah. So like if a bear ever gets you and rips your entrails out, I just say all the trigger.
Oh, Lord. I mean, they stop at the colon. Where's that at on the...
I don't know. That's before your stomach.
Obvious. Okay. So here's the problem.
It's the large intestine, the colon, so it's towards the end of the digestive tract.
Erin has now started a service where she picks people up after their colonoscopies.
Drop them off and pick them up.
One of the reasons I was nervous about the colonoscopy is I know a little bit about propofol, which is the drug that killed Michael Jackson.
Oh, lovely.
It's
because it was being abused.
Correct.
Not just in use.
He was using it for sleep, which is a joke. Aww. You do not go, it's not a anesthesia. I mean, it's still called anesthesia, but the doctors can go, lift your leg and you will. Roll over here and you will.
You have brain function.
But you have everything and your eyes are open and whatever and you're chatting, but you don't remember any of it. Because like one of my friends who got the colonoscopy afterward was like, his wife was talking to him. She even filmed it. It's pretty horrifying. But it's like, they didn't even do it. They didn't even touch my butt. Like, I was in there and no one even touched my butt. He just had no recollection. It's like, sweetheart, they had a camera like a mile in there.
And he's also, like, speaking of a mile, the average length of human intestines around 27 feet.
So they run 27 feet a cord up your...
So not nearly a mile.
No. No.
That makes me feel better. Yeah.
That's so, still a lot, though. 27 feet.
The reason, because I don't have a wife anymore.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable being that vulnerable around anyone. I can't have anyone. I can't have my buddy Chad or my buddy Josh pick me up.
And none of us here?
That's absolutely. What I'm saying. I've done it twice in the past 6 months. Not had a colonoscopy, but like been the person to pick up and drop off.
You're telling me. Erica, you know Erin.
I know her. I wouldn't trust her.
Exactly.
Why? Because you're not picking me up from a surgery.
She's going to voir-dire you. Erin, you are the sneakiest little effer I've ever met in my life. No, you're going to be like, so.
No.
What's with the... You'll ask me questions about...
No.
For sure. I don't trust you even 1%.
Because I understand and I respect that you are not in the right state. I will not take advantage of you like that.
I... Now, on the other hand, no. I could understand that. Mm-hmm. She's been around.
My mom was
a lot
trying
of-
to drive today, and I said, no, like, you're going to go lay down. Like, I became caretaker, not let's go spend some money.
Which you could have.
I could have, but I didn't.
I think you would with me.
Absolutely not.
I want people to text in if there's anybody on the show you would trust to drive you home from a colonoscopy. You can include me. Like,
I know who you should pick.
Who?
T-Hack for sure.
He's the man that's going to take advantage of soccer.
He's like, well,
I'm a terrible driver too.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I have a story about a barbecue gone wrong, but I would have liked to have been there.
Of course.
Okay.
And I've got a story that once again proves I'm right.
We're out of time.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of California. Like,
hey, guys. You're like so pretty.
You're like so. You get on the 405 and then you get on the 101, and from there you just go up to 17. So a home
is
broken
crazy
into.
I'm so sorry. Hearing you just talk normally, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. That's the
case. That is exactly.
It is,
yes,
a problem. Sometimes so I go much into the zone of California.
You were all the way in the zone just there. I'm glad we got you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back. I'm done.
Let's go.
Okay. So a home was broken. I just went into California. Home was broken into in California.
Okay.
And something ate a lot of their stuff, and it was a bear. It was a bear, and I
are
just,
you able to continue, Erica? Because I know you have a bear phobia.
I do have a good bear phobia. And this was just a home. This was just a home.
Just a home.
Just work out the words.
The bear came in and ate snacks, including dog food, cookies, a bag of chips, and a container of sugar. The woman said she started getting alerts from the security cameras. And the bear kicked open the door and spent about an hour going into the house.
I believe we've learned on this show that you may be lying right now. The bears just
ring the bell. They ring the bell and then the door just opens.
And it just opens right up and they just go in and have a little snacky poo.
There was one thing the bear did not consume, though.
A small child.
No, but the vodka. Because no one needs a drunk bear out there.
Cocaine bear?
Well, that's why I'm saying it's
cocaine
a good thing.
Cocaine bear is awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Vodka bear be dope, too. So,
just beware of bear.
Just
just bear wear.
Can I go? Yeah.
I would beg you to.
My story's out of Missouri.
Oh.
Missouri.
It just kind of flows off the tongue like molasses.
Mm-hmm. That's a little south from Missouri.
That's all right. I don't really know geography.
There was a tractor trailer carrying 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks.
40,000?
That's a lot.
40,000, yes.
40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks. That's
unfortunately,
a-
this tractor trailer caught on fire.
What?
It resulted,
it smelled heaven.
Yes, and this is saying it resulted in a total loss of 40,000 pounds of ribeye. I say, what's wrong with a little well-done ribeye? Sign me up.
So you would be pulling over and just like...
Yeah, 40,000 pounds. Some of it's probably got to be good. Here's the weird thing. Mm. It's the 8th vehicle fire the district has handled in the past 3 weeks.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's grilling out there. Guard your meats.
Oh, no.
Get us out before I say anything.
Oh, my God. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.